Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the broadcast today, Kyle Roerink joins us. He's Executive Director of Great Basin Water Network here for the whole show on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Modern boutique Ahern Hotel and Events Center in Las Vegas. Host meetings and events on two floors. Stay in luxurious rooms and suites. Unlimited branding opportunities. Regional Italian cuisine by Chef Mark Segrisi. Flexible event spaces. Full buyout options. Visit ahernhotel.com today.
As you know, Reno is booming. Toll's development company is helping it grow with insightful design and development, building community with every project, adding beauty, adding excitement, emphasizing our shared humanity. Reno is becoming bigger. Toll's development is helping it become better, more livable, more enjoyable. To learn more, go to tollsdevelopment.com. tollsdevelopment.com.
I'm Jeff Gehrman, an investigative reporter with the Las Vegas Review-Journal. I'm your guide for season two of Mobbed Up, The Fight for Las Vegas.
You're in with every gangster and hoodlum in the United States.
I don't go for that, Mr. Kennedy. I don't go for that kind of action.
I was on television accused of fronting for the mob.
Subscribe to Mobbed Up, The Fight for Las Vegas, season two, today on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shan, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shan.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are always pleased to welcome back to the program Kyle Roerink. He is Executive Director of Great Basin Water Network. Pleasure to have you back on the program, sir.
Thank you, Sam. Happy to be here.
So, at the end of a legislative session, it seemed like there was really only one bill that came out that was water-related, and that was getting rid of the grass in the medians that's not actually used by people. All the other stuff that had been talked about prior went away. What happened?
Well,
how much time do we have?
How much time
about
do
a
we
half
have,
an hour.
Sam? I think the state was captivated by a great idea that was put forth by the SNWA, and that was we gotta kill useless, non-functional turf. And you had groups like mine, environmental groups of all stripes, getting on board. You had a lot of businesses getting on board. There were some sticking points, but it was just right place, right time. The realities on the Colorado River were really starting to become publicized in a way for the public to really understand what we were facing. So it was perfect timing.
And it does save a lot of water. I mean,
absolutely.
No doubt about it.
We had to do that bill. And so, again, I mean, you're talking about saving very large quantities of water every year and just doing the types of conservation efforts that have helped Southern Nevada in the past and that will help it in the future and that really serve as a model to the rest of the Southwest. And I'm especially talking to Utah here. Like if they kind of got their act together and started implementing some of the things that Southern Nevada is doing, I think the rest of the Southwest would be in better shape. So really it was leading by example, and I was glad to be a part of those conversations and glad to be on the same side of the SNWA in that regards, because that's our future right there.
And am I right that it's about 10% of the allocation that Southern Nevada gets from the Colorado River?
Yeah.
That's huge
serious.
Amount of water.
It is, and it goes to show how much water you can save when you're ripping up grass in the desert. I've said it for years. We're not Ohio. We can't have green lawns, but we can have beautiful landscapes that are attractive to homeowners. Like, you go on Home Depot's website and they say there's nothing, you know, better for curb appeal than a green lawn. Well, maybe in Ohio and Pennsylvania, but you know, here in Nevada, xeriscaped landscapes are beautiful and they are attractive and they don't consume as much water. And so I think it's a lot of this is about a mentality as well. And I really applaud the SNWA for tackling that. And even in their board meetings, they're having conversations about things like what type of businesses should we be inviting to Southern Nevada. Some businesses are very water intensive. Others, like an antifreeze producer, one of their byproducts is clean water. So these are really, really hard things to grapple with. But again, you know, when you have leadership down there taking the conservation issue head on, you know, it's impressive. I wish other states were doing it.
Well, also, what about Northern Nevada, for example, Tumwa? You know, the price of water is pretty cheap. My thought is that you know, we should be getting into that now, even though, I mean, we still have a lot of agricultural land where there are water rights, where you could move those over to development, which they've been doing for years, taking 1.5 water rights for every water right that you need and banking that other half of a water right. But for people that are water wasters, and when I say water wasters, I shouldn't really use that phrase, but people who are using excessive amounts of water, they're still paying an incredibly cheap price. Shouldn't we be doing something like that? And you know, just as preparation and good planning for the growth that's going to come in Northern Nevada as well.
Sam, you've touched on one of the best mechanisms for conservation, and that is price, and that is rates. And you just said it best right here. I think we could do some rate increases. Nobody wants to do rate increases. We could also have a turf removal program up here. I think the financial picture for Tumwa is a little bit different than what the SNWA's was, but that shouldn't preclude it from investigating it and seriously considering it. The SNWA largely funds turf removal through bonding. And so I think there are a lot of ways to get creative there, and you know, without having to destroy their bond rating. So, you know, again, I mean, on Tumwa's website, there's still a link to like how to grow a green lawn here in Northern Nevada. And what I always say is, we live in a desert. We have to, you know, get a grip on the reality of what it means to live in a desert and what we want our water to be used for in the long run. And so, you know, whether you want to see Pyramid Lake healthy and vibrant, or whether you want water for more development, it's, you know, we have to start having some pretty serious conversations.
All right, let's take a break. Back with more with Kyle Roerink after this timeout.
7 at 7 is available anytime, anywhere.
I'm Riley Smith with your Vegas Golden Knights. Watch 7 minutes of nonstop news from the Las Vegas Review-Journal.
Streaming on LVRJ.com and Twitter, powered by the Las Vegas Review-Journal.
Rentals began as Signal Gas Station on Las Vegas Boulevard. Founder John Ahern grew the business by offering rentals. His son Don built on John's legacy, growing Ahern Rentals into the largest independently owned American rental company with 89 locations in 30 states. Don also brought his experience and vision to equipment manufacturing with Extreme Manufacturing and Snorkel. Today, Ahern Rentals continues to bring its family values to a new generation. Learn more at ahern.com.
Retail's impact on Nevada's economy? Enormous. 8,600 businesses, large and small, employing 145,000 workers. And last fiscal year, retail paid tax on nearly $60 billion in sales. We're the Retail Association of Nevada. We support retail, we help it grow, and we mean business.
RANNV.org.
7 at 7 is available anytime, anywhere.
I'm Riley Smith with your Vegas Golden Knights. Watch 7 minutes of nonstop news from the Las Vegas Review-Journal.
Streaming on LVRJ.com and YouTube, powered by the Las Vegas Review-Journal.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
back on Nevada Newsmakers. We continue our conversation with Kyle Roerink. He is executive director of the Great Basin Water Network. It appears I got myself in a little bit of trouble with the Fernley City Council the other day. We did post their letter and also a response from Brad Kroll from the Department of Conservation in response to their concerns about a program we did with Brad Kroll. One of the things we talked about on that program was lining the canal that goes from Fernley into Fallon, actually from the Truckee River into Fallon. And you know, Fernley is concerned because over the years that they have gotten to use what has been the leakage from that canal because it was unlined. Now they're going to line the canal, and Fernley, of course, is not happy at all because a lot of groundwater is going to disappear from their resource. What are your thoughts on this whole Fernley deal? And
it's tough, Sam.
Because they've got so much development coming down the pike.
That canal, the seepage from there has filled domestic wells in that community for generations. And you want to get more efficient, and the Bureau of Reclamation, which is leading the charge to line the canal, is saying, well, we can get more efficient, we need to do better flood control prevention, and so therefore we have to line this baby.
And which has been talked about for as long as I did the weather for 23 years. For as long as I did the weather, this was a topic of conversation.
And so, when you get down to brass tacks, it's a difficult situation. I think the key piece is, can all of those folks in Fernley get on some type of municipal water system?
Apparently not.
That will be reliable. And some people seem to think, as was implied on your show, that will be a possibility. Others seem to think that it won't be. And I mean, as we all know, like, there's not a lot of groundwater out there. There's no Truckee River water really left to be appropriated. So what do you do? I wish I had the answer, because I'd be somewhere else if I did. But it's an extremely tough situation, and I think you have to weigh things like water rights, but then you also have to weigh things about the needs of a community that has well established that use there. It's an extremely complex situation to which I do not have a silver bullet answer for, Sam.
And in your mind, is water importation off the table for that?
It would all depend on where it was coming from, and if that importation would meet the standards of the law. But where are they going to get the water? Do you want to? Is blockchains going to sell them the water? I don't know. And then I would certainly have questions about importation from the Santa Medio and Hualapai basins. But
reference, if folks want to look at your previous appearance on the program,
right,
there's a search box at the bottom of the homepage on our website, and you can go find Kyle's previous interview.
I figured you were alluding to that, uh-huh, triggering me. But I don't know. It's going to be difficult, and you would hope that the Bureau and the state and others would be able to sit down at a table and say, here's what we can do.
Well, isn't it also a federal responsibility?
Yeah, the Bureau of Reclamation and all parties there, should try and figure it out. But
yeah, because, Fernley is not a rich community. I don't see them having the money to be able to do very much in terms of this.
I think that was honestly the first thing I thought about, was where do you get the money to tie into a municipal water system?
Yeah.
Let's
take a break, and then we'll come back and we'll talk about the little major article that you had in the Las Vegas Review-Journal over the weekend. We'll be right back.
Enjoy exceptional value and a comfortable atmosphere at the all-new Nevada Steak at Tamarack Casino. Great food, fine wines, and delectable desserts.
Dimitri Prine here for Design Outdoor. Come visit Design Outdoor's store and backyard to see our wide selection of fire pits, barbecues, and pizza ovens, natural stone water features and fountains, and frostproof pottery. Our store and backyard are located at 11600 South Virginia, just north of DeMonte Ranch Parkway. Visit designoutdoor.com or call us at 851-9499.
I can't do it. Stupid, like my mom.
We can't do anything at Mommy's because you won't pay child support.
Dad said you cheated, and he's not even sure he's my dad.
Mommy said you left both of us, so she isn't gonna let me see you.
I look just like my father.
I'm divorce attorney Marilyn York, and I may represent men, but hate has no gender, only casualties. Please, stop sacrificing your children in your war against your ex.
Hello, is this D&D Roofing?
Yes, it is. How may I help you?
You did such a great job on my roof. May I speak to the owner?
I am an owner.
Oh, can I speak to your supervisor?
Sure.
How may I help you?
I love your work. May I speak to the owner?
I am an owner. We're all owners. Well, that's why at D&D we work so hard to keep your home safe and sound.
Oh, no wonder.
D&D Roofing and Sheet Metal. Local, employee-owned, here for you.
Enjoy exceptional value and a comfortable atmosphere at the all-new Nevada Steak at Tamarack Casino. Great food, fine wines, and delectable desserts.
Ooh, your good times at Tamarack.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Kyle Roehrink. He is the executive director of the Great Basin Water Network. So as I mentioned, there's a commentary that you wrote for the Las Vegas Review Journal called Water Gambit that folks can read on their website and get the full details. It was interesting on a lot of different levels because you hit so many different things at once. But what would you say is the main thrust of the points you were trying to make?
Well, the way that I see it, we have two bills right now moving through Congress that are very Nevada specific. One is the Southern Nevada Economic Development and Conservation Act, which as many people know it, is the Clark County Lands Bill, which would, allow for the extension of what we call the disposal boundary under the Southern Nevada Public Lands Management Act. And then that would be an expansion by about 42,000 acres, and it would be for development. That's its purpose. And it would be for when you sell off those public lands, you generate revenues for local governments, for the state, even for the treasury to some extent.
Lake Tahoe.
Yeah, Lake Tahoe, Great Basin National Park, you name it. And then in return for selling off those public lands, you would, ostensibly appease the environmental community, you would get what I call, at least in this bill, is, so-called conservation. It's been touted as the largest conservation bill ever in Nevada history. And, I didn't get into the weeds on that point, but that's one bill. The other bill is legislation. There are sibling bills in both the House and the Senate to provide funding for a wastewater treatment facility in Southern California. And the crux of that is the SNWA and even some entities in Arizona have said, well, we want to help fund this because in return for funding a wastewater treatment facility in Southern California, Arizona and Nevada would get a share of some of Southern California's Colorado River water behind Hoover Dam. And so what I am seeing here unfold is folks saying, well, if we get this wastewater treatment bill, therefore there will be enough water in Southern Nevada for the decades and decades to come. And I don't think that you can really hitch your horse to that because, quite frankly, there are a lot of concerns, justifiably so, about the long-term prospects on the Colorado River. And I think what my op-ed was trying to do was to shine a light on what we really have to be concerned about in the future as it relates to the river. And As many viewers know, my organization spent decades fighting a groundwater importation project for Las Vegas. You know, that was courts at the federal and state level found illegal time and again. And so what we want to do is prevent another groundwater grab in rural Nevada, say 50 years from now, when the Colorado River, is a trickle.
Well, potentially. Because if you go back 50 years, and instead of going forward 50 years, then the Colorado River was not in the shape it's in right now.
So, yeah, and I think, you know, what we're also dealing with is years of not respecting the realities on the river. Like when the compact was drafted in 22, and then you had the Boulder Canyon Act in 28, they just completely ignored the droughts from 1870 to 1900, and then over the years just keep on ignoring the patterns that the Colorado River has, you know, undertaken over centuries. And you've been able to have things like tree ring modeling and other types of modeling that elucidate, you know, that the Colorado River is not a 17 million acre foot river all the time. It's not a 15 million acre foot river all the time.
But the management along the river, and especially what's been interesting to me over the years, is to see that the states have worked together to manage the river without having to go through Congress every time, unlike the Truckee River Operating Agreement, where it was a 30-year battle to get everything aligned. We've seen in the last at least decade or more where states have worked together, and Mexico has worked to be able to manage the river and try to balance things out.
Well, in 2007, Congress got involved. In 2019, Congress got involved.
Yeah, I'm not saying they've never been involved, but I'm just saying...
With frameworks right. that were largely put together by the state. Now, the question is, you can go back and you can look at what the states were projecting for right now along the river, and they were off by great magnitudes. I just went back and looked at... You know, the data that they were putting out before they passed the 2007 interim guidelines, they were saying that Lake Powell was going to be 80 plus feet higher, and that, you know, in 2022, 2023, 2024, there was going to be even more water in the river. And in some respects, they're still saying the same things.
Well, things do not stay the same. I mean, we can look at the past and we can look at the present, but we cannot know exactly what the future is going to be, but we can work towards it. And that's we true. See billions of gallons of water going into the Pacific Ocean that comes from the flooding that occurs, the flash flooding in Southern California. Nobody really thought about capturing that water in any serious way. Now they are thinking about that. I guess one of the questions I would have, and I don't particularly want you to answer at this moment, but is, you know, will California give up any water rights on the Colorado to Nevada and Utah, or Nevada and Arizona, if Nevada and Arizona help fund wastewater treatment plants for Southern California? I mean, that is to be seen. But I also felt that in your article, you kind of discounted what the Southern Nevada Water Authority has been saying, which is that between storage and, that they have, and the utilization of the river, returning flow back to Lake Mead, so that they pretty much, which is unbelievable, are able to recapture 100% of the water that they use and get it back to the system. Southern Nevada Water Authority says that they have water supplies that are adequate for the growth that they are seeing for the next 50 years.
We'll see. I wasn't discounting what they were saying. I was actually using their own modeling to exemplify what I was saying, because when you look, they have a wide variety of modeling scenarios. So, you know, maybe they show the lawmakers the scenarios where you have 14 million acre feet of natural flows at Lee's Ferry, but then I'm looking at their other modeling scenarios in high population demand, dry scenarios on the river, where you only have 12.9 million acre feet of natural flows at Lees Ferry in their data say that you would need a new water supply by 2056.
All right,
for southern Nevada.
All right,
so
but,
it's nuanced.
Well, but I mean we're constantly talking about 50 years out. We're not talking about 5 or 10 years out, and this lands bill. Southern Nevada Water Authority, John Ensminger was on the program not too long ago talking about that they have, you know, the environmental research going on for Apex and also for the needs that will be going on down towards Ivanpah. And so, I mean, it's moving along. It's going to happen. I mean...
Sure. I just think that we have to be extremely cautious and to say that it's... You know that it's a done deal. You know it hasn't passed Congress yet, and we've been talking about it since 2017. So
no, that's true. But I mean, you know, if you don't grow, you die.
Well, and I think what a lot of folks are saying is that there's still 26,000 acres available for development under the existing disposal boundary, which other people really don't want to talk about too much right now. So to say that there's not land available is a little disingenuous.
All right, the developers may disagree with you. That's where we have to leave it for now. But as always, you are always welcome back, my friend.
Well, thank you, Sam.
Thank you, and we'll be right back.
Brian Culpa Photography was born in the rolling hills of Massachusetts, and now he can help you experience the stunning beauty of Nevada in a whole new way through the power of flight. Flying has always been a passion for Brian, and at Brian Culpa Photography, he can make your imagination soar. Brian has the creative mind and tools to tell your unique story. Experience the bird's eye view at brianculpaphotography.com.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
As you know, Reno is booming. Tolls Development Company is helping it grow with insightful design and development, building community with every project, adding beauty, adding excitement, emphasizing our shared humanity. Reno is becoming bigger. Tolls Development is helping it become better, more livable, more enjoyable. To learn more, go to tollsdevelopment.com. tollsdevelopment.com.
Pro Group Management specializes in providing industries with the necessary components to satisfy and exceed workers' comp requirements. Every business has unique needs and specific regulations. Pro Group Management stays ahead of the curve, providing up-to-date services to keep your industry in top form. Discover how we simplify your tasks, improve efficiency, and reduce expense to keep you moving in a positive direction. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Don't forget, another way of watching Nevada Newsmakers is to subscribe to our YouTube channel, Nevada Newsmakers, on YouTube. We'll see you on the next broadcast.